as I did walk abroad one time, I chanced for to see a young man and a maid, but they did not know of me. She being in the vein, then chucked him under the chin, and smiling in his face, she said, "Alas, poor thing!" The young man very bashful was, but had a good intent. He loved the maid with all his heart, but knew not what she meant. And much ado she had, poor heart, this young man for to bring unto her bow, which made her cry, "Alas, poor thing!" She by his loving compliments did understand and find that she might safely let him know and understand her mind. Pretending for to stumble, on the ground herself did fling, and said, "Sweetheart, I fell by chance, alas, poor thing!" The young man standing all amazed for a little space, and finding opportunity and a convenient place, under a shady bower, close by a pleasant spring, upon the maid himself he throws, alas, poor thing! I could not choose but laugh to see these two so close employed. The young man was contented, and the maid was overjoyed. Expressing of her love, she did closely to him cling, but finding him begin to fail, alas, poor thing! It was not long before this young man was tired with his sport. He laid him down to rest a while, he took his breath full short. She turned about and kissed him, and did closely to him cling. "Sweetheart," quoth she, "how dost thou now? Alas, poor thing!" But finding him in fainting fits, she then began to weep, and with her hands she rubbed his, to keep this youth from sleep. Quoth she, "Sweetheart, thy weakness makes my very heart to sting. Come, fie, for shame, rouse up thyself, alas, poor thing!" And coming to himself again, his face looked wondrous wan, wishing he were as strong as when he first with her began. And in a rage he swore, he thought, no woman e'er could bring a man so weak, which made him cry, "Alas, poor thing!" Quoth she, "Sweetheart, the soldier that doth venture in the field, although at first repulsed, yet the day they will not yield, but face about and charge again, and take the other fling. I'll do my best to second thee, alas, poor thing!" Poor heart, she did what in her lay this young man's heart to cheer, by kissing him and calling him her honey and her dear. But finding of his courage so sadly for to hing, down she fell again and cried, "Alas, poor thing!" The young man, hearing of her moan, his credit for to gain, resolving for to try his strength, but all was spent in vain. And troubling of his love-slain mind, he like a log did cling, which made her kick him off and cry, "Alas, poor thing!" So to conclude, I saw this youth most fairly beat in field. The stoutest heart that ever drew is sometimes forced to yield, and so put up his blade again, there sadly for to hing, and leave his foe to sigh and cry, "Alas, poor thing!"